أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قلنا اهبطوا منها جميعا فإما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن تبع هداي فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. These ayat in the ayat before refer to the time when Allah created Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, and then Allah Ta'ala taught him all knowledge, and Allah tested him and the malaika, and Allah Ta'ala declared that Adam alayhi salam will be his vizigeran, his deputy on the earth. And malaika then objected had a question with regard to that. And then Allah Ta'ala made it clear that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is more worthy of being his khalifa and his deputy on earth. With regard to this whole occasion, there are many lessons that we are learning which ulama have written with regard to yeah. One of them also is that Jannat and Jahannam are in existence already. At this moment, Jannat and Jahannam are in existence. And yeah, at this time, the proof of it is that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was living in Jannat. And Allah Ta'ala created him there, and he was living there, and he enjoyed all the ni'mats of Jannat. Similarly, when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam made Mi'raj, and a physical and body, with his body, he went and made Mi'raj. At that time also, he saw all the ni'mats of Jannat, and he saw the various punishments of Jahannam also. So this is a reality. It is there, Jannat and Jahannam are existing. But in our minds, it shouldn't be just in our minds. Our lives should be that we keep Jannat and Jahannam in front of us. Mort and death can come to any person anytime. And mort is the most certain thing which is definitely going to come to each one of us. At the moment, we are all very worried of the coronavirus, COVID-19, that may affect a person, it may not. But mort is definitely going to come to every person. Whether it's going to come today, tomorrow, next year, but everyone is going to die, and then every action of ours, every thought of ours, every decision of ours will be determining our Jannat or Jahannam. Jannat, with what great ni'mats and enjoyments Allah Ta'ala has made it. And on the other hand, Jahannam, with what great suffering and tortures we cannot imagine also. And a person will have to be there. So now this is the time that whatever we do, whatever we say, whatever we decisions we make, we must keep in mind all the time our Jannat, our Jahannam. When it is namaz time, whether we are responding to the call of adhan and coming for namaz or not, whether it is a decision at home, a decision in our business, everything what we do has an effect on that life of ours of Jannat and Jahannam. And that is a hard fact. And we all have to keep that more than anything else in mind. About this dunya, we have some illness, we have some financial problems, we have some differences with people. All these things come and go. But Jannat and Jahannam, those realities are there that are going to be forever and ever. So while we are in this world, we should be very concerned and keep it in mind. It must not happen, perhaps we're spending our whole day, our whole namaz also, our whole day, our whole life, but we're not even thinking of Jannat and Jahannam, as though it does not even exist. Whereas it is a reality, and a very hard reality, and we are all going in that direction. And at the time of mort will be the decision made, which direction are we going, to the right towards Jannat, and may Allah protect us all, or to the left towards Jahannam. So we should never become oblivious, unmindful of this. Whatever we do, we should keep that in mind all the time. And if we do that, the things of this dunya will become petty and small. It won't become the major problems in our lives. If we keep our akhirat in mind, our dunya's problems they won't occupy us so much as now, the way everything is occupying us. And when we do that, Allah will make our dunya's life of a person, it comes in the hadith, a person who makes his worry, the worry of akhirat, Allah Ta'ala sees to all his matters of this dunya. And a person who worries about this dunya is left to himself. And where he gets destroyed, that is just up to him then, that his dunya doesn't get made also. And may Allah save us that our akhirat also gets destroyed. So whatever we do, keep our jannat and jahannam in mind for our families, our wives, our children, for everyone, all the time. We are going to die, we are going in that. It's either, there's no third place, either it will be jannat or it will be jahannam. So, and also keep in mind all the great, great enjoyments of jannat and the terrible sufferings of jahannam. We should keep that in mind all the time. May Allah give us tawfiq and get our perspectives of life in order and our priorities in order. Wa akhiru da'wana.